Today I'm talking to Chris Young from the Real Bread Campaign. Hi, Chris.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for agreeing to talk to me. So we're talking today about the Real Bread Making Week, which is back this weekend. Could you tell our listeners who might not have heard of it before what this event is about?
Yes, Real Bread Week is all about encouraging people to bake their own real bread or get along to a local independent bakery and buy a loaf and support a local business.
Mm-hmm. So on your website, you show all the many benefits that are linked to making bread. Is that something you hope people will discover through those 7 days?
Absolutely. I mean, one thing that we're sort of encouraging people to discover for themselves is just how easy it is to make a loaf of real bread at home. You just take 4 very cheap and simple ingredients, flour, water, yeast and salt, mix them up. The yeast does its work. You put them in the oven and you have a loaf of bread. That's how easy and cheap it is.
You make it sound so easy. We should all make bread.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, we've over the years since the Real Bread Campaign started, we've worked with something like 10,000 kids, showing them how to bake it. And so, a 5-year-old child can bake it. Anyone can bake it.
It might get a bit messy, though, if I leave my 5-year-old child. I might just have to stay with her just so the whole kitchen doesn't end up covered in flour.
I think you would want to join in the fun with your child if you were doing that. Yes, certainly. I mean, going beyond that, the other part of it is, as I said, is about going and supporting local independent bakery if you're lucky enough to have one near you. And even though making a loaf is, as can be, child's play, in the hands of a true artisan baker, they can lift it into something as an art form. Just think how delicious a loaf of real bread, sort of crusty and aromatic, coming from a baker who knows really what they're doing and can turn those very dull ingredients into just wonderful food.
Mm-hmm. So have you seen a rise in the number of artisan bakeries holding events this year?
Yeah, I mean, every year we get many bakeries involved. I mean, we know more than 650 bakeries around the country.
Wow.
And beyond that, there are probably thousands more that we don't know. There's another organization that estimates there's something like about 4,500 small independent bakeries around the country. And we think that many of them probably also bake what we call real bread as well. Just to be clear what we mean by real bread as a campaign, we simply mean no artificial additives, which sounds easy enough, but that rules out something like 90 or 95% of the loaves that are sold in this country as bread. So all of those supermarket wrapped loaves, they're not what we call real bread because they're full of artificial additives, mm-hmm. some of which don't even have to appear on the label. And likewise, last time we checked with supermarkets, a lot of their in-store bakery loaves, which, you know, the baguettes and ciabattas and whatever that you see mm-hmm. sold unwrapped at supermarkets, we asked them, are they made without additives? And virtually none of the replies were, yes, this is an additive-free loaf. So, you know, always read the label, and where there isn't a label, always ask the baker.
Okay. Well, we've got something in France that we do to check if the bread's good. And I know it always sounds awkward here because no one does it in this country, is that you go to the bread and you touch it. So you see if it's crusty or not, and you can tell if it's been frozen or if it's fresh bread.
That test isn't as foolproof. You can just as easily make a crusty loaf by the factory method, full of additives, and it could easily not be genuinely fresh bread as well. It could be a loaf that has been baked sometime in the past and then rebaked in the supermarket. So it'll probably go stale twice as quickly.
Uh-huh.
And vice versa, you can actually get some delicious real bread that is really soft and squishy. Just think of a focaccia, a genuine focaccia from a real bread baker. That's really soft and squishy.
Mm-hmm.
Just by feel and by look, you can't always tell whether a loaf is additive-free or genuinely fresh. Read the label and always ask questions where there isn't one.
Okay. So as you said, this week is not only about going to a local artisan bakery, it's also about each individual baker or not having a go.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, all you need basically is flour, water, yeast and salt, and a work surface and an oven, and that's it. You don't even need a baking tin. You don't even need a bowl to mix it in. You can mix it on a work surface.
All right.
Yes, you're absolutely good to go there. Some people prefer to use a bread machine, which is absolutely fine by us. I mean, if you go to a real baker, they probably use a machine to mix their dough as well, and they put it in an oven, and effectively that's what a machine is. Some people don't like it because it doesn't give you as much control. You don't get to choose what shape it is. You don't get to choose really how long it bakes, and it can look a bit odd from a machine. But for some people, especially, you know, people who have problems with kneading, for example, if you have arthritis and you don't have the strength in your wrists, it's great. The machine does the work for you and you can just go away and leave it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, no effort at all. And you know exactly what has gone into your bread and more importantly, what hasn't gone into that. So you know exactly what you're feeding to your family.
Mm-hmm. So what are your expectations of this 2015 edition?
Well, we're part of a charity and we're hoping to see a lot more people come and join us as supporters of the campaign. We're hoping to see that the bakers that we know get a lot more customers through the doors to help them carry on, you know, creating local jobs for local people and carry on helping to bring keep money in the local economy and keep their high streets alive.
Mm-hmm.
People who join the Real Bread campaign, there are discounts that we offer to them. So there's something like discounts on 70 bread making classes around the country, so that
right.
can help people either learn to make bread or improve their skills, and also lots of discounts on ingredients and equipment, you know, just to make that even a bit cheaper.
Okay, so how can you get involved in that Real Bread campaign, and how do you qualify to become a real bread maker?
Well, anybody can be a real bread maker, and then with a bit of time, patience, skill, can, you know, maybe become a professional baker. You could, for example, you could set up a micro bakery in your own home. We know many people who say, oh, actually, this bread's quite good. I'm quite good at this, and I'm enjoying this. And people say, well, that's good enough to sell. And
mm-hmm.
so they do. And maybe it's only 20 loaves a week sold through a local shop or farmer's market, and that does them. But some people then go on from that to become a high street baker.
Right.
So, yes, it's something that everybody can do, whether it's for themselves or other people in their local community. And all this information is at our website, realbreadcampaign.org, and people can also follow at realbread on Twitter.
So I was actually going to ask you, where can people get more info on the Real Bread Making Weekend and the Real Bread Campaign? So you just said it now. So it's on your website and on your
All
Twitter page also.
Absolutely. All the information about discounts and joining the Real Bread Campaign, getting our magazine, all the information about Real Bread Week are all at realbreadcampaign.org.
Mm-hmm. And you can also find your local baker on that, can't you?
Yes, the Real Bread Campaign website has a Real Bread Finder. You just put in where you are, and it'll tell you where your nearest Real Bread baker is. We also have a Real Bread Loaf Mark. And so if you see that, that's on our website as well. And if you see that on a baker, that means that the baker has said, yes, this loaf is additive free.